Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer radio show. Stokers and Beer is broadcasting live globally from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. We talk a lot about the NFL because it's still the football talk show. We talk a lot about the NBA, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League. We cover all the major sports coming across the monitor, but we also talk about pie-eating contests, mud wrestling, hot dog-eating contests, badminton, water polo, NASCAR, stock car, whatever you want to call and talk about, motorsports, UFC, boxing, wrestling, whatever comes on the monitor that's considered a major sport, we'll talk about. If we don't know what you're talking about, you can teach us. If you don't know what we're talking about, we can teach you. Today's topic is FIFA World Cup coverage. Again, FIFA World Cup coverage. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding today's topics and the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics will be tournament scores from each group and the United States men's national team in World Cup football action. The host will read off scores, breaking news from the NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA sports. All right, so we're going to be covering global football, American soccer, World Cup, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, NCAA sports. So we'll be reading off scores from all the major, all the major sports will be open to debate that stuff. If you want to call into the show at 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. But I'm dedicating the day, the bigger, I'll put it like that, at least 50 to 60% of the show is going to be reading off scores around the world from the World Cup action to support our U.S. men's national team. And at the same time, since I'm so close to since I'm in San Diego and we're so close to the country of Mexico, Tijuana in particular, Baja California, I would have been covering the Mexican men's national team as well, but they got eliminated yesterday. Even though they won against Saudi Arabia 2-1, they still got eliminated. I believe Poland had to beat Argentina in order for them to advance. So they got put out. But anyway, congratulations for making it to the World Cup. Congratulations to our neighbors from the South, the U.S. men's, the Mexican men's national team. Want to give a congratulations to them, to the Mexican men's national team, for making it to the World Cup right along with the U.S. men's national team. The U.S. men's national team is still alive, however, and we'll be playing on, I believe, Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time against the Netherlands. So good luck to the U.S. men's national team on Saturday against the Netherlands. And again, congratulations to the Mexican men's national team for making it to the World Cup, even though you got eliminated yesterday against Saudi Arabia. That was an interesting scenario for the Mexican men's national team, because I believe that the Saudi Arabians beat Argentina. However, Poland couldn't beat Argentina yesterday to allow the Mexican men's national team to move forward. But the Mexican men's national team beat Saudi Arabia 2-1. So it was an interesting scenario yesterday for the Mexican men's national team, showing some love to our neighbors from the South. But anyway, today, right now on the monitor, we got Canada and trying to see if this is live here. Yeah, we do have the Canada is losing, our neighbors from the North are losing 1-2 against another country with this M-A-R. I got to see what, I don't know if that's Morocco or what. Let me see who this is. I got to go to, Canada and Morocco. They got them as M-A-R, and it should be M-O-R, but I don't know what that's about. Anyway, but that's Group F live action, Canada against Morocco. Canada is losing 2-1. So Morocco is up 2-1 over Canada. So I want to wish the best of luck to our neighbors from the North, which is Canada, for their Canadian men's national team. They're losing right now by a point. Morocco's up on them 2-1 in Group F play. So hopefully they'll pull it out. I try to give a shout out to all our North American continent neighbors to the North, Canada, neighbors to the South, Mexico, who's been eliminated as of yesterday. So, there's just some scores right now. But again, right across my monitor, I'm monitoring the Morocco-Canada game. Let me see if I got any more stuff on the monitor. Just trying to make sure I'm giving some love to the FIFA World Cup 2022. Just want to give some love. We got Belgium and Croatia. They're tied 0-0. Belgium and Croatia at the 51-minute mark, tied 0-0. So, yeah, a lot of interesting stuff going on in the World Cup. A lot of interesting stuff going on from the World Cup. And a lot of interesting stuff going on in my business world, too. I got people butt-dialing me early in the morning, I'm thinking they're ready to do business transactions early in the morning. I'm 24/7, so when you call me, you got to be ready to work. But somebody's texting me now. Somebody butt dialed me, but then they're telling me that they play football, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm like, okay, great. Well, if you're ready to do business, let's do business, even though you butt dialed me. Anyway, I was just trying to get some more information as well for everybody out there. Want to talk about the big big three major sports in the U.S., which would be NFL, NBA mainly. If you want to call in and talk about that, because Major League Baseball season is over with, unless they got any breaking news for us to talk about. But you can call in and talk about baseball, too. I don't care. You can call in and talk about any sport on this show, regardless of what the topic is. Right now, today, like I said, we're going to be talking a lot about World Cup action, World Cup scores, stuff like that. So, yeah, we're going to be this is an open dialogue show. All you have to do is call into the show and talk about the sport you love the most. But the biggest thing right now, again, I'm covering on the monitor the World Cup scores. But in NFL news, we have Jerry Jones is in the spotlight about some racist thing he did when he was 14 years old. I think what it was that he was blocking the school doors when they tried to integrate the school system in Alabama some 60 something years ago. He was 14 years old and he didn't want blacks to go to his school, so he was blocking the doors. Well, I'll say it like this here. You know, during that time, that's what we were taught to do. I'm not making an excuse for Jerry Jones, but during that time, that's what he was taught to do. And down south, deep south, Alabama, if I'm correct, Alabama or Arkansas, wherever he was from or wherever this incident happened, when they started integrating the schools down south, a whole lot of white people didn't like it because there was just the way that the law was. All the black codes and the unwritten rules in the south, you know, they didn't want to integrate with black people. They didn't want to integrate with my people. Am I making an excuse for them? No, not at all. Why should I? But what I'm saying is you got to consider the time frame, the era. And I will say this right here. And I mean, I know it's, you know, a lot of black men have made Jerry Jones money, namely Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. I know a lot of black men have made Jerry Jones plenty of money and brought in plenty of championships to the Dallas Cowboys. But what I will also say, though, in his defense is that it was 66 years ago, based on what my understanding is. And during that time, as a 14-year-old child, he had been taught to not like black people, obviously. Obviously. As time has moved on, I would love to believe that Jerry Jones has somewhere tried to amend his mistake, tried to make amends for his mistake. I will hope that somewhere, you know, since in his adulthood, especially owning a sports franchise, that he's understood African-American people or black people or Negro people, however you want to look at us. I don't even know what to call us anymore. I just say, you know, we all Americans, but in this country, we have to go by this racial stigma. So I'll just stick with the term black people. So when you're talking about black people in this country, you know, we our athletes have made Jerry Jones and others like him a lot of money. I will hope that at some point he's learned that we're not that bad. We're just like them. Black people are just like white people. We're all Americans. We're all Americans. That's why at the end of my show I always say there's only one what? There's only one race. That's the human race. There's only one race. That's the human race. Be light, not dark. Be love, not hate. Treat everyone the way you want to be treated. Pray for peace around the world. That's what my message is to the world globally. Every day when I go off my show, so I'm hoping that by now Jerry Jones has learned to be love, not hate; light, not darkness. Working with all these black athletes over the years, Nate Newton, all these guys, Leon Lett, I believe too, all these different guys I can name that was on those great Dallas Cowboy championship teams. I'm quite sure somewhere up in there, he learned how to get along with black people. He gets along with Stephen A. pretty well on First Take. They talk all the time. they, you know, Stephen A. Smith can't put any money in Jerry Jones' pocket. The only thing he can do is cover Jerry Jones as far as him being an owner in the NFL, because Stephen A. Smith writes about the NFL and reports about the NFL. So what I'm trying to say is that Stephen A. Smith and Jerry Jones seem to have a good relationship on air. He flew him out. I believe he put him on the Learjet and flew him out to Dallas during this season. So I'm just saying, you know, we got to kind of like people. We got to quit digging up all this stuff in the past about all these people. We got to quit doing that. So the sad part about it is, we can point our finger at a lot of white people for doing it. Yeah, we can point our finger at a lot of white people for doing that type of stuff back in the day. But at the same time, if you dig up some stuff about a lot of our people as well, just being fair, you know, we have black people that didn't like white people in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2020s. You know, it's some black people out there today that don't like white people for whatever reason. It's black people out there that preached, you know, separatism, you know, us separating from the white race and getting reparations and having our own country. It's been, I don't want to say anybody's name on my show because I don't do politics and religion, but it's white people. I'm sorry, it's black people that still has a distaste for white people in this country. On the monitor, they got Roland Martin, Unfiltered. I'm going to have to go back and catch that later. But, you know, he's talking about it right now. He's talking about it right now. So it's like, this is a big thing right now. I mean, they're going to blow this thing out the water. And I'm telling you, they're going to blow this thing about Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to blow it out of the water for one simple reason. Because the Kyrie Irving situation was brought up, I think, by LeBron James. I'm still getting the notes on all this. You know, you wake up, you get the crust out your eyes, you wash your face, and then you get ready to get on air, and there'd be so much stuff that went on overnight. And I believe that LeBron James disappointed by the lack of questions about Jerry Jones' photo. When the Kyrie Irving thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us about that. Again, LeBron disappointed by the lack of questions about Jerry Jones' photo. When the Kyrie Irving thing was going on, you guys were quick to ask us about that. So you got Roland Martin on here adding to this here, Roland Martin Unfiltered on his YouTube channel. The thing about it is, you know, this thing is getting crazy. I mean, we're talking about something that happened 66 years ago, again, when the height of civil rights was going on. Race relations were not great between the two groups. It's just like, I'm just looking at it like this. You can't fair to go back after this man has worked with many black people up to this point. Matter of fact, most of the time I see Jerry Jones on TV, it's a gentleman, kind of reminds me of Al Green, but it ain't Al Green. The guy got an afro, looks like he's about in his 70s, and he's always with Jerry Jones. Has always wearing shades. I don't know who that guy is, but for whatever reason, he's always with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has befriended Jay-Z, Beyonce, if I'm correct. Jerry Jones has befriended Earl Spence, the middleweight champion Earl Spence. Well, I don't know if Earl is a middleweight. He's more like a junior middleweight, something like that. I think he's in like the 141, 147 weight class, or like junior middleweight. But anyway, Earl Spence, everybody know Earl Spence. He's a megastar in boxing, if you follow boxing. And he does all his fights at Jerry World in Arlington, Texas. So I'm figuring that with all these different relationships, since Jerry Jones has been in ownership of the Dallas Cowboys, I want to believe that Jerry Jones and his son have learn how to work with black people and learn how to befriend black people, not just for the money that they make them, but just for the human element of it. I'm assuming that he's learned something about black people. We're people just like white people. I'm assuming that after all these years of him owning a team in the National Football League, that he's came to that conclusion. I'm going to trust that fact because, like I said, he did fly Stephen A. Smith out on his jet to come to Dallas and be a part of an event. And you don't just do that for anybody. You don't just do that for anybody. But at the same time, you just don't do that for people if you don't like people. That's all I'm trying to say. But this is big. Roland Martin is on First Take. One of our not rival affiliates. I look at it like one of the shows that I mimic certain things about my show, take certain elements from First Take, just like I take certain elements away from The Herd, Undisputed, all the major show, big budget shows, big box shows. I take certain elements from these shows, but on the monitor they got Roland Martin. He's up there with Stephen A. Smith on the monitor, talking about this whole thing with Jerry Jones and everything like that. So it's blowing up to be a big thing. This thing is blowing up. At the same time, tonight in Thursday Night Football, we have the New England Patriots in action against the Buffalo Bills. So we're going to have New England Patriots in action against the Buffalo Bills. That's going down tonight on Thursday Night Football on Amazon. I won't be watching that game because I don't have Amazon Prime, and I'm not subscribing to watch a football game that they used to show on TV for free. So I'm not getting into all that subscribing to all these different outlets that can buy up a game and buy up TV space for trying to own a piece of football. And FIFA World Cup 2022 action, Group F, Croatia 0, Belgium 0, Croatia 0, Belgium 0. I'm going to kick off some more scores from FIFA World Cup and some more scores from NHL and everything else. So stand by, people. We got Croatia-Belgium again, 0-0. Croatia-Belgium, 0-0. That's Group F. Group E, Japan and Spain. That's coming on later today. Group F, Canada 1, Morocco 2. Again, Canada 1, Morocco 2. That's going on right now. Then we have Costa Rica and Germany later today. Costa Rica and Germany going at it later today. Group C yesterday, Argentina 2, Poland 0. Argentina 2, Poland 0. And, again, the Mexican national men's team fell to Saudi Arabia 2. Well, they didn't fall. Mexico beat Saudi Arabia 2-1, but both teams got eliminated. Mexico and Saudi Arabia were both eliminated yesterday, but Mexico did defeat Saudi Arabia 2-1. I think if they'd have won the game 2-0, they'd have advanced over Poland. But that didn't happen. So, again, congratulations to the national team for Mexico for making it to the World Cup, although they was eliminated yesterday in a win over Saudi Arabia 2-1. And, again, later today we got Germany and Costa Rica. Germany and Costa Rica will be playing in Group E. Japan and Spain will be playing in Group E. And right now in Group F, we have Croatia and Belgium. They're at a 0-0 tie. And we have Morocco 2, Canada 1. Morocco is winning the game 2-1 over Canada in Group F action. So those are our FIFA World Cup scores right now. Those are our FIFA World Cup scores right now. But I'm going to monitor here and see what we got as far as some hockey scores, NCAA men's and women's basketball. See what we got on the monitor. North Alabama lost to Memphis 87-68 for NCAA men's scores. Texas A&M 83, SMU 64 NCAA men's scores. Again, Texas A&M beat SMU. Texas Tech 79, Georgetown 65. Texas Tech 79, Georgetown 65 in NCAA men's action. TCU 75, Providence 62 in NCAA men's action. Florida 102 over FAMU 62. Florida 102, FAMU 62 in NCAA men's action. Xavier 95, Southeast Louisiana 63 in NCAA men's action. DePaul 103, Samford 98, in NCAA men's action. George Washington, 79, South Carolina, 55, in NCAA men's action. Nebraska, 88, Boston College, 67. Nebraska, 88, Boston College, 67. USC, 66, California, 51, in NCAA men's action. NCAA women's action, Stanford, 82, Santa Clara, 69. It's NCAA women's action. Ohio State, 96, Louisville, 77. Ohio State, 96, Louisville, 77, in NCAA women's action. Just waiting on these scores to pop up on the monitor bat with me. But number 4, Ohio State over number 18, Louisville, in NCAA women's action. NCAA football. Joey Porter Jr. declares for NFL draft. Penn State quarterback, cornerback, is skipping team's bowl game. Joey Porter Jr. declares for the NFL draft. He's skipping the bowl game that Penn State is supposed to be in. He is the number 14 prospect. West Virginia keeping Neil Brown. Head coach would have been owed nearly $17 million to fire. West Virginia is keeping Neil Brown as their head coach. Brown has one winning season in 4 years with an overall record of 22-25. Alabama wide receiver Trishon Holden will transfer. Holden has 6 receptions for a touchdown on the season, tied second most. Will Levis intends to enter the NFL draft. Says he'll decide soon on whether to play in Kentucky's bowl game. Will Levis intends to enter the NFL draft. That's an NCAA football news. A lot of these young men are trying to go ahead on and get out of these bowl games because they're trying to get ready for their combine, facility invites, pro days. They're trying to get ready for all this stuff. This is what happens in big time college. These players, they're instead of risking injury, they're letting their backups play these bowl games, especially the ones that already have high draft stock. They're like, I already know I'm going into the NFL draft, so why do I need to put my body on the line and play one more extra game just to be playing it when, you know, it's just enough, just one more game, one bowl game that we ain't playing for a national championship. It's just pretty much for school pride, scholarship money, or whatever the case may be. We're not going to get any of that money. We're not going to get any of that money put in our pockets. So I don't blame them. If these guys, they want to go ahead and say, hey, when bowl season comes around, we're not interested in practicing or playing for them games. We're ready to start taking interviews for the NFL, doing some workouts for some teams and stuff like that. We're not getting prepared for the bowl games. Let the juniors, sophomore and the freshman play these games because, you know, they need to be building up their stock for the draft. So I get it. I used to be kind of against that, but I'm like, why be against it? Why be against stuff like that when it gives the underclassmen an opportunity to get some playing time? And also it gives some of the seniors that were not starters, gives them a chance to go out with something before they go into corporate America. Because a lot of these seniors that play ball, a lot of people don't understand is that all the seniors don't start. You could be a senior on the team and still get beat up by a freshman. You know, it's just everybody's not going to be NFL material. Everybody's not going to be college high-level material. As far as starting, you might get on a college team and get a scholarship, but that doesn't mean necessarily you're going to be starting. You're getting your books, you're getting your school paid for, you're getting prepared to be a citizen working high-level in corporate America, and hopefully they'll be an alumni for their institution. You know, so if a guy says he's going to skip out, he's done his 2 years in college, I'm going to go on into the NFL draft and get ready for that. I don't want to play in the bowl game. I'm not mad about it. Because it gives an opportunity for somebody else behind him to go ahead on and come up and get a little sign on their possibly their last game of their life. They're probably never going to play football again. They're going to be going off into corporate America. So I'm not mad about that. So we also have a big thing going on in college football Everybody's going into the transfer portal. I don't even understand that. I guess everybody's just trying to get an opportunity to go somewhere and play or go somewhere and start. And I don't know if that's the smartest opportunity if you're going down to these if you're going down to a smaller school, you need to go with a group of guys. I'm like, I'll be finding out how many guys that's transferring here, where did they play at? So if you got guys that's transferring from Miami, Alabama, LSU, different places like that, and they're dropping down to go to one particular school along with yourself, that's the way I would do a transfer. But just like say, for instance, if I left LSU and say, okay, well, I'm going to go play at Southern, and I'm the only one leaving LSU and to go down and play at Southern, and and I'm like maybe one of maybe two or three guys that transferred from some program that was at least an FCS school. I don't think that's effective because you probably still don't have enough firepower to beat a Power Five school or to beat a high level playoff FCS school. Like for instance, if you played against North Dakota State, the Bisons, if you played against North Dakota State in the Fargo Dome, and you were Delaware State, and you left a high level FCS program like a San Jose State, a San Diego State, and let me throw one more Mountain West type of school in there, and the Fresno. So you're playing at Delaware State, but you got a guy from San Jose State, a guy from Fresno, and a guy from San Diego State. That's FBS. Those are FBS schools, right? But you three coming from that level, Mountain West FBS schools, and you get on Delaware State, which is a HBCU program. You guys go to the Fargo Dome and play North Dakota State Bisons. Now, they're a solid, solid FCS team. Delaware State also is a FCS team, but it's a HBCU. You're still probably not going to have enough firepower with those three transfers from Mountain West programs, along with the rest of the kids from that are basically marginalized athletes that just couldn't go, that either wasn't good enough, grades wasn't good enough, or whatever the case may be, whatever their marginalized situation is at the HBCU level, you know, which really get the leftovers. I hate to say it like that, but the HBCU schools usually get the leftovers athletically, usually, that can't go to a big FCS program or FBS Power Five program. That's what HBCUs normally have. I hate to say it like that, but that's what they normally have at the schools, the leftovers, because the bigger schools, when integration came in, it allowed for them to gobble up all our major black talent. That's a fact. Look it up. I don't have to lie about that. But anyway, all I'm saying is that this transfer portal is crazy. All you guys are transferring, but I think you need to have good sound family members in your house and coaching around you telling you, why would you transfer when it's only going to be maybe two other people like you coming from a big program to one of these small schools, and y'all still not going to win a lot of games. You're going to probably be starting, but you're not going to be winning any games, so you're still not winning. You're still not winning by transferring out to any of these programs. That's all I'm saying. For those of you just tuning in, this is the Stokin' the Beer Radio Show, and I am your host, Romero Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokin' the Beer Radio Show. And the time on deck is 8:36 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to take a quick station break, and we're going to be right back. We're going to go off into some music mix real quick, and we'll be back in about four or five minutes, so stand by. So I am your host, Romero Friend, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. Today's topic is FIFA World Cup coverage. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding today's topics and the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered will be tournament scores from each group and the United States men's national team in World Cup action. All right, let's go to some World Cup scores here. We have currently Croatia and Belgium in Group F still tied up 0-0. And in Group F action also, we got Morocco 2, Canada 1. Morocco 2-1 over Canada. Group E action later today, we got Japan against Spain. That's going to be at 11 a.m. And we got, and I think that's Eastern time for me, based on my monitor. And we got Group E action also, Costa Rica and Germany. Costa Rica and Germany will be going there today at 11 a.m. as well. Yesterday's scores in Group C, Argentina defeated Poland 2-0. And in Group C, Mexico defeated Saudi Arabia 2-1, but both of those teams, Mexico and Saudi Arabia, has since been eliminated from the tournament. Argentina and Poland are still alive. So that's our action right now. And across the monitor, we're at the 81-minute mark. Croatia and Belgium still 0-0 at the 81-minute mark. So that was looking like it's going to be wrapping up here soon. But that's what's going on today in our FIFA World Cup coverage. I dedicated today for pretty much 60% of FIFA World Cup coverage, and I'm trying to do my best to do that. But right now, those are the scores that are going on live, and those are the results from yesterday and the other four teams that will be playing today at 11 a.m. So I'm trying to give it to you, do my best to cover the FIFA World Cup 2022 in support of the U.S. men's national team, who will be playing on Saturday at 6 a.m. Pacific time, 6 a.m. Pacific time, 9 a.m. Eastern. In NBA scores, the Timberwolves over the Grizzlies, 109-101. Pelicans, 126. Raptors, 108 in NBA scores. just reading them off as they read off the scores as they come across the monitor. Thunder 119, Spurs 111. Thunder 119, Spurs 111. Just rattling off scores, guys. Just bear with me. I'm just trying to wait for these scores to pop up on the monitor, so I can kind of like give everybody a little bit of coverage today in the three big major sports while I'm covering World Cup action. Nuggets 120, Rockets 100 in NBA. Nuggets 120, Rockets 100 in NBA scores. Just trying to get better at covering all sports. Suns 132, Bulls 113. Suns 132, Bulls 113. You guys probably wouldn't believe, but last night I actually caught a good little bit of the Blackhawks game last night. I was trying to get better at, you know, getting myself ready for NHL playoffs, trying to get myself more acquainted. Jazz 125, Clippers 112. Jazz 125, Clippers 112. Of course, I know we got a good ways to go for NHL playoffs, but I'm just trying to get more acquainted with the NHL right along with all the other sports. Kings 137, Pacers 114 in NBA action. Kings 137, Pacers 114 in NBA action. Kings 137, Pacers 114 in NBA action again. Just waiting on some more scores. Lakers 128, Trailblazers 109. All right, the Lakers got a win. LeBron James 31 points, 6 for 8, three point field goals. Lakers 128, Trailblazers 109. Anthony Davis put up 27 points last night and 12 rebounds. All right, Lakers, let's go Lake Show. Let's go Lake Show. In NFL news, Aaron Donald high ankle sprain will be out Sunday. In NFL news, Aaron Donald high ankle sprain will be out on Sunday. The Rams also expect to lose Matthew Stafford again this week. Falcons, tight end Kyle Pitts out for the season. Kyle Pitts is out for the season. Right knee surgery. Falcons, tight end Kyle Pitts is out for the season. Expected to be back in 2023. Expected. All right, in NHL news, the Sabres 5, Red Wings 4. NHL news, Sabres 5, Red Wings 4. Final shootout. Sabres 5, Red Wings 4 in the final shootout. Going over some NHL scores now. Then we'll get back off into some World Cup scores. Just waiting on some more NHL scores to pop up so I can just rattle them out to you. Rangers 3, Senators 1. Rangers 3, Senators 1. Kreider, 11 goals. Pinto, 9 goals. I guess that's on the season. Sharks 1, Maple Leafs 3. Sharks 1, Maple Leafs 3. So the Maple Leafs defeated the Sharks 3-1 last night in NHL action. Maple Leafs 3, Sharks 1 in NHL action again. Oilers 5, Blackhawks 4. That's the game I was watching last night. Oilers 5. Blackhawks 4 in NHL action. Oilers 5, Blackhawks 4. All right. Across the monitor in NCAA men's basketball news, Jerry Stackhouse escorted after ejection. VCU defeated Vanderbilt 70-65. Stackhouse had to be restrained by coaches as he confronted the officials. So former NBA star Jerry Stackhouse, I think Stackhouse used to be a former Detroit Piston. But anyway, Jerry Stackhouse got escorted out after he was ejected. Virginia Commonwealth University defeated Vanderbilt 70-65. So I'm assuming that Jerry Stackhouse is the coach now of Vanderbilt. And he doesn't look too happy. Looked like they had to get him off the court. The police had to come and escort him. So I'm glad they was able to get him out of there because, you know, this stuff is dangerous. These, you know, when you're going after these referees and you got the police out here, it's very, very easy to get tased or pepper sprayed. Anyway, in NCAA men's action, Butler 76, Kansas State 64. Butler 76, Kansas State 64. Cincinnati 86 over NJIT. That's New Jersey Institute of Technology. In NCAA men's action, Cincinnati defeated them. VCU 70, Vanderbilt 65, the game that Jerry Stackhouse just got ejected out of. That's what we were talking about just now. Georgia 73, Hampton 54 in NCAA men's action. Georgia 73, Hampton 54. Miami 68, Rutgers 61 in NCAA men's action. Miami 68, Rutgers 61. Memphis 87 over North Alabama 68 in NCAA men's action. Memphis 87, North Alabama 68. NCAA men's action, Texas A&M 83, SMU 64. Texas A&M 83, SMU 64. Texas Tech 79, Georgetown 65. Texas Tech 79, Georgetown 65. Found never going to get back to relevance. TCU 75 over Providence 62. TCU 75, Providence 62. Florida 102, FAMU 62. Florida 102, FAMU 62 in NCAA men's action. On the monitor, they're saying that the Dolphins 8-3 at the 49ers 74. Dolphins 8-3 at the 49ers 74. This is going to be a hell of a game for week 13. Sunday at 4:05 Eastern, Mike McDaniel was an assistant with the 49ers from 2017 to 2021. So he's a former coach with the head coach for the Dolphins was a former coach for the 49ers. But anyway, the Dolphins 8-3 at the 49ers 7-4. That's going to be a hell of a game. And I'm going to be tuned in for that one. And I hope they show it on the West Coast. I hope they show it on the West Coast because I want to see that game. That's going to be a good game. Tua Tagovailoa against Jimmy Garoppolo. Tua Tag against Jimmy G. That's going to be a shootout. I mean, we're talking about that's going to be a high-flying event because you got McCaffrey, Kittle, Garoppolo. You got Tua, Peter. And whoever else they got over there, but you don't need number two and Cheetah. That's all you need. If you're a good quarterback and you got the Cheetah, that's all you need. You don't even need the rest of it. Let's go off into some FIFA World Cup coverage. It is the 90-minute mark of Croatia and Belgium. It's still tied 0-0 at the 90-minute mark. That one should be coming to a close in a little bit. Canada still down 2-1. Canada still losing 2-1 against Morocco. I want to check the time on that. See what the time is on that game. They're at the almost the 90-minute mark as well. They're at the 89-minute mark with about 40 ticks to go. So, both of these games are coming to a close. So I'm hoping that Canada can get a score in. They're our neighbor to the north, just like Mexico is our neighbor to the south. So I'm wishing luck to Canada, our neighbor to the north, to tie this game up 2-2. But it's down to the 90-minute and 5-second mark. So we'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm hoping today, since I decided to make this about the World Cup, I get about 20 good listeners globally that'll stream the show. Feel free to call in to area code 515-602-9687 to talk about your favorite World Cup team and your favorite World Cup moments. Call in to area code 515-602-9687, to call in to talk about your World Cup team, whether they're still playing or whether they've been eliminated. Call in to talk about your favorite World Cup team and talk about some moments. You can talk about why you got eliminated and what you should have done better, or you can talk about what you did right to stay in the tournament. So right now, I'm hoping that a whole lot of people from the United States, which is where 90-something percent of my listeners are, I'm hoping that you can at least say, call in and talk about the U.S. men's national team. If you'd like to call in and talk about the men's national team that's getting ready to play the Netherlands on Saturday, call in to 515-602-9687. But with that being said, we're going to go back off into some more music mix. Stand by. We'll be right back. We're going to take a quick station break. For those of you just tuning in, you've been listening to the Stogans and Beer Radio Show with your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogans and Beer Radio Show. Time on deck is 8:52 a.m. It is 57 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy in San Diego, California. I can't say sunny San Diego because it was kind of cool and cloudy today. 57 degrees, cloudy in San Diego, California. We saw breaking out our winter coats and hats. We're not used to anything under 65 degrees here. So I'm going to go off into some music mix real quick, and we'll be back. Stand by. welcome back to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. We want to give you some updates on World Cup action. We just saw Canada fail to Morocco 2-1. Canada, our neighbors to the north, fell to Morocco 2-1. I don't know if they've been eliminated or not. Let's hope they haven't been, but I... congratulations to our neighbors to the north for being able to make it to the World Cup this year and competing. They just failed to Morocco 2-1 in World Cup action and Group F action. And I'm waiting in the final also in Belgium and Croatia. Looks like they was at a 0-0 tie. Looks like Croatia and Belgium played to a 0-0 tie in Group F action. I want to confirm that, though. Looks like they played to a tie there, so you know we'll see. So this what I have right now on my monitors, both my monitors are saying that Croatia 0, Belgium 0 in Group F action. They played to a tie, and then also Group F action across from that is Canada fail to Morocco 2-1. Canada fell to Morocco 2-1. So Morocco defeated Canada 2-1. And I don't know if they'll be moving on or not. So we'll have to see. I have to get that when I get off air to find out the actual results of who will be moving on or not. But anyway, later today we'll have at 11 a.m. we're supposed to have Group E action, four teams. Spain will be playing Japan, and Germany will be playing Costa Rica, both in Group E. Spain will be playing Japan at 11 a.m., and Germany will be playing Costa Rica at 11 a.m., and that's Group E action. We already know yesterday Group C action. We know that Argentina defeated Poland 2-0, and both of those teams have moved on. And what they will be moving on, they're continuing to play is what I'm saying. Argentina and Poland both are going to be continuing to play, but Argentina did defeat Poland 2-0. And Mexico and Saudi Arabia, the score was Mexico 2, Saudi Arabia 1. So Mexico defeated Saudi Arabia 2-1, but both of those teams have since been eliminated. Mexico had a chance to move forward, our neighbor to the south, Mexico. Congratulations to the Mexican men's national team for being able to make it to the World Cup. Unfortunately, they have since been eliminated since they defeated Saudi Arabia yesterday 2-1. They needed Poland to defeat Argentina for Mexico to move on, if I'm correct. If you'd like to call into the show and correct me or debate me or talk about your favorite World Cup team and favorite World Cup moments and strategy that your team should have used or is still using if they're still in the tournament, or what they should have done to keep them from being eliminated and they didn't do it, if you want to call in and talk about all that stuff and boast about your team, call in area code 515-602-9687, area code 515-602-9687, and talk about some FIFA World Cup coverage. I can learn a lot from you guys out there in the global listening community, because I'm still learning a lot about soccer and a lot about National Hockey League. Of course, I know the basic stuff for both sports. I mean, I've been around for a good minute and been a sports fan all my life. So I've always watched some of these sports, mainly hockey during the playoffs. The Dallas Stars used to be my favorite hockey team. One of my buddies in the military, he got me watching hockey back in 1999, 2000. Got me to watching hockey. His team was the Dallas Stars. So he tell everybody, hey, when the NHL playoffs start, I got the TV. He's a sergeant. He's like, I got the TV because I want to see the Dallas Stars play. So I kind of like start liking hockey, actually watching it in a playoff setting, you know. And then Dallas Stars kind of like became my adopted team because of him. So I forgot Sarge's last name, but big shout out to you, man, out there. And I'll put my spirit out there. I put my energy out there in the universe, and hopefully it catches up with you somewhere, and maybe we can cross paths in the street somewhere and talk about some hockey, and maybe I can learn some more stuff from you. But anyway, he's the one that's responsible for getting me, you know, kind of like really watching hockey and everything like that back in 2000. I forgot who the Dallas Stars was playing against, but if I'm remembering right, they were in the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. But I'm trying to get better. I watched the Blackhawks game last night. you know, some of it at least. I'm trying to, you know, as I'm watching NBA basketball, I'm trying to start tuning in on Wednesday nights, you know, to catch some of the NHL hockey too, so I can be more versed. I'm just trying to get better. I'm actually thinking about getting a couple books in broadcast, sports broadcasting, on all the sports that I'm a little bit weak in, like golf, tennis. I mean, you know how you can watch a sport, but since you didn't play it, you don't totally understand all the rules, but you kind of know what's a score. I know when people score, but all the rules, all the penalties, all the fouls and stuff like that, I don't know what constitutes penalties, what constitutes a score, certain plays. Like in football, I can tell you, okay, I know what offensive defense is. I know what's holding. I know what's clipping. I know what's face mask. I know all this stuff because I played that sport. Basketball, the same thing. I know what's a foul, this, that, and the other. I know all these different things. But it's still certain stuff about basketball that certain little things I don't know. You know, like I played it, so I understand it, but I don't exactly know every rule. But I played basketball, so I understand it. I played football, so I understand it. I don't know everything about each sport, all the rules and everything, but the ones that I played, I understand more thoroughly because I played it. Baseball, played it as a kid. And we had our street rules versus actual official rules. I never played organized baseball. I only played baseball in the streets, or in the playground, at the park, but I did play it. But, you know, I had to get my good friend D.C., from Maryland to educate me on the rules of a foul. What constitutes a foul? How many times can you foul out? And he had to break that down to me because in the streets, they say, oh, first foul is a strike. But in actual baseball, I think the first two fouls are a strike. And then after that, you can keep on fouling off till whenever. Or I think he said eventually it'll constitute a walk, something like that. So I'm still learning. I'm still learning a lot of different little things. But in order to make my delivery more smoother, in order to make my knowledge come across to my listening audience, I'm willing to educate myself on certain things, certain things in sports. You know, just want to educate myself on like tennis, golf, hockey, and soccer. Those sports I want to educate myself on a little bit more, because although they're not the big three sports of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, but, you know, NHL is one of the big, if you say big four, NHL is there. Say big three, NHL drops down to right there with National Hockey League, soccer, and then moving on to like tennis and golf, which are more of the, I like to call it the elitist sports, meaning like those the money sports, tennis and golf. You actually had to have a little bit of money to participate in tennis and golf. Those sports are not cheap to be getting off into. So, big shout out to Earl Williams. Big shout out to Earl Williams, Serena and Venus's father, because he got around all that expenses, all the expenses that it costs to play golf. He got around all those expenses to play golf by basically taping his daughters and getting people to write about them, you know, putting them in certain tournaments and everything like that. You know, he was a master at basically promoting his daughter, both of them, Venus and Serena. He was a master in promoting his daughters, and he finally found someone and convinced someone to take them on and foot the bill. And that person was smart because they seen the potential. They seen the potential in those two young ladies at the time, and they have since moved on. Of course, we already know the story. You saw the movie. You've read the books or whatever, if they got in or out. But you already know the story of Venus and Serena Williams. They're Hall of Famers. They're all-timers. But there's just an excellent story about them. But I just commend their father. I just commend their father, Mr. Williams, on I believe his first name. I forgot their father's first name. I thought it was Earl. My apologies. But Mr. Williams, I would say Mr. Williams, so I don't butcher his name. Venus and Serena's father. I just commend him for basically having a vision, taping his daughters, training with his daughters all time of night, taking them to the tournaments, making them great, And then he was able to market everything that they were doing to a high-level trainer. And he didn't have to pay all that money to put his daughters in the right situation. And I just want to speaking on that for a minute, you know, I'm just bantering about because I don't have anybody calling into the show right now. I don't know who's listening, but if you'd like to call into the show and talk to me about what I'm talking about or FIFA World Cup coverage or whatever you want to talk about, call in to 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 if you'd like to call in and debate the host or correct the host or just chop it up with the host. Let me know what's going on in your mindset as far as anything sports related. But I was just speaking for a minute about Mr. Williams, the father of Serena and Venus, as far as how he was able to put together a master plan and he was able to get around the finances to put his daughters in a high level tennis academy. By him putting everything together, filming the girls and sending the tapes out, he was able to get coaches to come out and see his daughters. So big ups to Mr. Williams. I forgot his first name. I thought it was Earl. It may be, but if it's not, just big shout out to Mr. Williams out there. If you ever run across this episode, just want to say kudos to him because that just shows you what grit and determination will do and belief. You know, he had two young daughters at the time, and he was a belief system. He believed in them, along with their mother, of course, because you know, mom got to support it for it to work. But he was their belief system. Him and his wife was the belief system for those girls because they pushed and pushed till they got them in the right situation for them to be successful. And look at them now. Anytime you can say that young African American girls grew up to own property overseas, own houses or whatever, maybe in England and France, if I'm correct, they own property over there. I think they speak French, fluent French, and everything like that. You know, that's just a dream story. Two young girls coming from the hood, as I call it, coming from the ghetto, Compton, coming from the hood. You know, that type of environment. You know, gang infested environment. And they moved on to make it big and you know, put African-Americans on the map in this current day and time as far as tennis goes. So, anyway, let me get off my soapbox on that. But, again, in World Cup scores today, let me go over the two games that just went off. Group F action, Belgium and Croatia played to a tie in Group F action. And Morocco defeats Canada 2-1. Again, Belgium and Croatia played to a tie in Group F action, and Morocco defeats Canada 2-1 in Group F action. So we had a 2-1 winner in Morocco, and then we had a 0-0 tie in Belgium and Croatia. Belgium and Croatia tied 0-0. I don't know who's all moving on because in soccer, Canada is not just really so much you win and you move on. It's not in World Cup play. Yeah, I think it has something to do with points and the other people losing and winning. It, you know, you can still move on if you get some help. So looks like Croatia advances and Belgium is eliminated. Croatia advanced in the 0-0 tie against Belgium. Belgium is eliminated. So Croatia is moving on. Belgium is out. Canada is eliminated and Morocco advances. So Morocco advances, Canada is eliminated because they lost 2-1 to Morocco. So Morocco won 2-1. Morocco will be moving on in the World Cup. Canada has been eliminated. So Belgium is gone and Canada is gone. Congratulations for the appearance in the World Cup to our neighbors to the north, the Canadian men's national team. Congratulations for making it to the World Cup tournament. But I want to say keep your heads up, guys. You got eliminated, but you made it. Just like in Mexico, big shout-out to the Mexican men's national team, our neighbors to the south. Keep your head up. You got eliminated, but at least you made it to the tournament. So congratulations for making it to the tournament, Canada men's national team and Mexico's men's national team. Congratulations for making it to the World Cup, but you have been eliminated. And my apologies for that. The U.S. men's national team is set to play on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, if I'm correct. So the U.S. men's national team is still alive, and they'll be playing the Netherlands. So let's hope we can win in the knockout round. I believe they call it just the knockout rounds coming up on Saturday. So hopefully the men's U.S. men's national team can get a big win against the Netherlands. I got to get some notes on the Netherlands and see if they're any good. I mean, everybody got to be good if you get to the World Cup. But I just got to see as far as the teams that are playing in the World Cup. I think this is the round of 16, if I'm correct. I got to see if they're one of the strong teams in the round of 16. And also kind of like see where our U.S. men's national team rank up at. So since I'm still learning a lot about soccer, as we call it in America, but I call it globally football. If you are a global football fan and you follow the sport, call in and teach me a couple things about global football and World Cup action, some things I may not know and need some answers to, call in to 515-602-9687. All right. For those of you just tuning in, it is. You are tuning into the Stokes and Beer Radio Show, and Stokes and Beer Radio Show is broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST. That's WBEST. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokes and Beer Radio Show. Stokes and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. And we talk about everything that comes across the monitor, camel racing, dog racing, pie-eating contests, hot dog-eating contests. We talk a lot about football because this is a – we talk a lot about the NFL because this is a football talk show, but we do cover all major sports that come across the monitor, meaning NBA, MLB, NHL, tennis, golf, all that stuff. So you can call in and talk about the sport that you love because this is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast about the sport he or she loves the most. You can call into the show to correct me or debate me at 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. All right, right now we're going to take a break from World Cup action as the scores come across for Japan and Spain. They're supposed to be coming up soon. It says 11 a.m. I don't know if this I'm assuming that's in about 2 hours Pacific time. Group E action, Spain against Japan in World Cup play. Group E action also, Germany against Costa Rica in Group E action, World Cup play at 11 o'clock as well. So I don't have anything right now unless I come across some breaking news across the monitor. I'll leave you with Canada got eliminated and Belgium got eliminated. So Morocco is moving on and – let's see here again. I know Morocco is moving on because they defeated Canada. Canada is out, and Croatia is moving on, and Belgium is out. They've been eliminated. So Croatia, congratulations, and Morocco, congratulations. You're moving on into World Cup, I believe, the knockout rounds of the 16, round of 16, if I'm saying that correctly. If not, call into the show and correct me. If you're out there, you're already streaming the show and listening, just hit your button and come on. I'll show you in queue. I'll see that you're in queue and press a little button, raise your hand, and I'll come to you if you'd like to talk about anything sports related. We talk about everything sports related on this show, but we don't really get off into a lot of religion and politics on the show. When you call into the show, just state your first initial and last initial and the state that you're calling from. We like to keep everybody discreet. We don't say full names. We don't say full first names, full last names, and we don't say what city you live in. We just say what state. We keep everybody kind of discreet on the show because I really don't, I just want to keep our conversation about the show, our relationship to all my listeners and people that want to come on the show. I try to keep my relationship just about the show. We don't want to get off into people's personal lives or get too detailed on your personal life. I just want to know what your take is on the sports topic or on the sport that you're trying to call in and talk to us about. With that being said, I'm going to kind of segue here for a minute. I'm going to take a quick station break, and I'm going to segue into some XFL use of USFL free agency, because a lot of you may not know that I also am a sports career manager, mainly with football players because it's more opportunity in football because they have a bigger budget. Or, well, I put it like I said, they have more opportunities because they have a 53-man roster. So I have a better opportunity of putting a guy on a football team at some level than I would on a basketball team or a baseball team. So with that being said, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to finish out the show unless anybody wants to call in and talk about some World Cup stuff, meaning like your favorite World Cup moment, or if you're overseas at the World Cup, definitely call us and let us know how your experience is sitting in the stadium and you can't buy a beer. I'd like to know about how that feels being at a major sporting event. You can't even get a cold, tall cup of beer. So I'd like to know about that if you're overseas at the World Cup right now and you're going through that. And hopefully, you know, depending on how far your team goes in World Cup action, you may have to endure that for a few more days or so. Now, depending on if your team is still playing and you're trying to stay there and watch them. But anyway, if you got any World Cup stuff you want to call in to talk about, definitely call in to 515-602-9687. And well, once I see you in queue, all you have to do is raise your hand and I'll come to you and we'll talk. Or if you want to talk about anything else sports related, anything that's coming across the monitor, like this situation with Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones, you know, being a part of a blockage during the civil rights movement 66 years ago, he was. They found a picture of him stopping black kids from integrating his school. But like I told everybody, Jerry Jones at the time was 14. His the teaching to Jerry Jones at that time down south obviously was to hate black people. But sometimes we got to look past that and see what the man has done thus far. The man has befriended Jay-Z, Beyonce. The man has befriended Earl Spence. The man has befriended Stephen A. Smith. The man has befriended a lot of his African-American players. You know, I'm assuming that Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones by this time in their life has gotten past being racist. You can be taught racism, but I believe every man or every woman has the right to change his view. And to change his ways as we get older and we learn better. Because let's be honest, if you want to look at it in America, what's the only color that really matters? It's green, and I mean green in money. That's the color that matters in this country, green. Because if you have the ability to make money with people have the ability to learn you as a person, learn you as a race. And that gives them access to change their opinion about people. Money gives you access to change your thought about people because it allows you to be around each other. If I'm a poor black person, I can't expect a rich white person to understand, in my opinion, my views on life or my culture because I'm not around them like that, because I'm economically not able to be in the same room. But when you start making money with rich people, then you could be in the same room. And that gives a Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones or whoever the opportunity to see, okay, well, African-American people, this is how they operate. This is what they're about. This is who they are. And that has given them ample time being around an Emmitt Smith, being around Leon Lett, being around Nate Newton, being around Michael Irvin, being around Stephen A. Smith, that gives people the opportunity, economic stance, social stance, you know what I mean? Like like Stephen A., he's a mega mogul powerhouse in media. I mean, he may not be financially like a financial mogul, but his platform is a mogul's platform in media. So he can be around Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, and ride on the Learjet and all that stuff. So I'm assuming that somewhere in there, they understand black people and black culture because of Stephen A. Smith have access to them. Same thing with Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, and all these different players that won these Super Bowls for Jerry Jones and his family. I'm quite sure all these years they have been able to understand black culture and black people. So what he did 66 years ago during a riot, you know, where they're trying to integration at 14 years old. I mean, I think we shouldn't be digging back that deep. I'm gonna judge a man by what he's doing today. That's just me. I don't know what's in Jerry Jones' heart. He may hate black people. I don't know. I'm hoping that he don't. I hope and assume that he doesn't. But again, I don't do a whole lot of talk about politics and religion. But this came across because LeBron James made the statement. LeBron James, not only a king in basketball, a king in the sports world, said that they made a big deal about Kyrie Irving posting up his support on this movie, Hebrews to Negroes. They made a big deal out of it and punished them, but yet they're not making a big deal about Jerry Jones back in the 60s, 50s or 60s, where he was basically blocking the entrance of a school so black kids couldn't get in. He was fighting against integration. That's a long time ago, people. People can change. That's a long time ago. Jerry Jones is like dang near 90 years old by now. I mean, getting close to 90 years old. So I think we need to let that one go. But anyway, you can call in and correct me or debate me at 515-602-9687. Here we go, 515-602-9687, if you'd like to discuss that topic and other topics across the sports world. We're going off into our music mix. Standby. Yes. Sorry about that. I didn't unmute my mic. people. But anyway, welcome back to the Soak in the Bed Radio Show. I'm your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Today's topic was FIFA World Cup coverage. The host will debate pro armchair quarterbacks regarding today's topics and the sport they love in front of a live global listening audience. Topics covered will be tournament scores from each group and the United States men's national team in World Cup football action. We did all that. The host will read all scores, breaking news from NFL, NBA, NHL, NCAA sports. We did all that too. So what I'm going to do is open up, you know, everything. The phone lines are open up to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about sports related that's coming across the monitor. The telephone number to call in is 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. One big topic today also is Deshaun Watson for the Cleveland Browns. Been out for 700 days, haven't played football in 700 days, will make his first start for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. I think that's a terrible idea. For them to bring Deshaun Watson back when Jacoby Brissett just defeated Tom Brady. I think it's a terrible idea for them to bring back Deshaun Watson into this whole scenario while they're trying to make a run for a playoff wild card spot. I think it's stupid. Why would you bring a man back that hadn't played football in 700 days? Why would you bring him back? And then he's coming back against his old team, the Texans, who that's going to be a lot of emotion because he wasn't happy when he left there. And then now he's, you know, then now you're going to just get put off into a starting role. They're saying, well, he's been practicing the last couple of days. I mean, at best, what I would do is work him into the rotation. Give him about 6 snaps a quarter for the next 3 games, and then when you get ready for the playoffs, go ahead and start him that way. I would basically put him, like, on a preseason regimen. Get him in there, get him about 6 to 12 snaps a game, 6 in the first half, 6 in the second half, and see what he got. You know, you got to work him like that. But you know, I'm not the general manager. I understand they're paying him a lot of money, and they ain't paying him a lot of money to sit on the bench and watch Jacoby Brissett play. They want the person that they're paying money to get out on the court. I get it. Trust me, I get it. Anyway, with that being said, I'm gonna segue into some pro developmental free agency stuff. I deal with a lot of football street free agents, meaning guys that graduated last year in 2022 that still haven't got a shot to play professional football at any level or at the level they desire to be at. I deal with those athletes and college kids that's going to be graduating this year that's already played their last football game and they're NFL hopeful, NFL draft or camp hopeful. I deal with those athletes as well, mainly the ones that are NFL camp hopefuls that don't qualify to be on the draft board. I deal with those type of athletes to help them go through the steps to get looked at by NFL team, XFL team, USFL team. So, picking back up where I left off yesterday on a couple points. You guys got to be ready to execute. And I think I'm going to start here because I'm going to do a little taping. I'm starting to do more taping again, do more video blogs again, because I want people to not only read what I say, hear what I say, I want them to see me saying it. So I'm going to start doing, you know, try to do after every show a blog. I want to start back to doing one before and after each show. Because what I found out, like yesterday, it was helpful for me to go through my show and do what I call timestamps. So yesterday I went through my show and I done a timestamp. This is my second day doing it. This will be the third day doing my timestamps as I'm reviewing my show. So I can go and I can take a topic and I can tell you, basically, if you don't want to hear the whole episode, I got different chapters of the show to where I can say go into the 20 seconds into hour one, and I'm talking about draft board qualifiers versus, and then I also talked about picking agents and different things like that. So a gentleman hit me up the other day, and he was a street free agent, and I told him, I said, hey, man, go, if you want to know how to work with me, go to the 12-minute mark of hour two, talking about networking fee. And what I was saying about networking fee, which is a good area for me to start this conversation and talking about pro developmental football street free agency. So I'm gonna do a video blog saying, you know, pro developmental street free agency networking fee. A lot of times a guy will come to me and they'll say, well, if I can pay the $600, but how fast is that going to get me on the team? Well, I'm 85% success rate getting you on the team fast. Fast meaning within, let's say, 2 weeks I can have you signed. Anywhere from 3 days to 2 weeks I can get you a contract. I'm 85% right there. But the other 15% is like it could be hard as heck for me to get you on the team for certain reasons. You know, maybe you're not showing up on film the way I see you or the way you see yourself or the way your support community sees you, which is usually biased, you know. But when I put you in front of a scout at some level, a pro scout at whatever level, they may not see what you see, what your support system sees, or what I see. So a lot of times I might befriend you, spend money with me in my business. I might befriend you, and I could be biased when I'm looking at your film. Like, oh, man, yeah, you good, man. And I tell everybody, I'm not a scout. I'm a football executive. So I judge your talent based on, do I see dog in you when you're on the football field? Do I see dog in you? Are you trying to knock somebody's head off? Are you giving 100% effort? Are you giving maximum effort on the football field? Oh, even though you're an undersized guy, are you giving maximum effort? That's how I judge you. I judge you on your actions on the football field, where a scout, the actual coach or a scout, know what he's judging you on. He's breaking your butt down to the bare bone science of football, hand placement, feet fast, feet slow. You know, does he bend his knees? All these different little things that scouts look for. I have someone on my team that does it for me. Shout out to Austin Irwin. You can find him at Austin Irwin in my friends on Twitter. But shout out to Austin Irwin. And I'll let Austin know that I'm shouting him out at the 9:36 mark of this show, at the 36-minute mark into the second hour of this show. But the thing about it is, with a 23-minute mark of the show. But anyway, something like that. I'll timestamp it, though, Austin, so you can hear me talking about you. But I have a good friend, Austin Irwin, that I met in a seminar with Steinberg Sports. I told you about me being involved with the Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Business Sports Business Certificate Program, which I invested $900, and I got that, plus invested another $400 or $500 into their seminars, which is one of the seminars I met Mr. Austin Irwin, who is a scout, and he actually participated in the scouting camp at Hub. I think I might do that when they do it again, just to have that under my that knowledge like he got under my belt. But I don't enjoy scouting film. It takes a lot of work. But Austin Irwin breaks down all my players, so he'll be able to break you down to a bare bone science like most of the other, like all of the other coaches and scouts in my net. I might see you and say, hey, man, you look great. And I'm just speaking to why it might take me, why 15% of you, why it takes a minute to get you signed. Because, again, I may think you look good. Austin Irwin's scouting report might say you look good. But when I send it to the team scouts, the team coaches, they might have a whole other view. Because all of this stuff is opinionated. It's just somebody's opinion about if you're good or not. So I'm 85% successful at getting guys signed quickly, within, let's say, 3 days or 2 weeks. That's what I call quick. Anything outside of 2 weeks up to a month or two, you know, that happens. Because it's just so many factors these coaches are looking at. Sometimes there's no more your slot is the slots for your position may be taken. Because if you come to me late when they're about to start camp or after they started camp, it might be more difficult. So when I'm saying networking fee, what I mean by your networking fee, you're not paying me just to get on a team per se. You're paying me also to be involved in my sports career, meaning as I move up, as I move up, I can keep you in the conversation because you paid your $600 fee to stay on my client list. And as I get bigger opportunities for myself, I can always reach back and say, I remember this guy was having a problem placing on a team, but now I'm in a bigger position with a team or whatever. I can go ahead on and say, hey, I'm in either in a bigger position with a team or I'm in a bigger networking relationship with somebody that can push play because I'm in a relationship, business relationship with that person. That's what you're basically paying me for. The $600 for, placement on the team is included in that. Yeah, that's a fraction of it. But the most valuable thing about paying the $600 is using my network, meaning as I move myself up, as I keep preparing myself, educating myself, preparing myself to meet bigger people to network with, going into bigger networks. My network right now is only going to go so far today. That's why I keep educating myself to move up into bigger networks, because your network is your net worth. I believe that's attributed to Jesse Jackson, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, said your network is your net worth, meaning like based on the people that you deal with, the more powerful people that you deal with as you keep moving forward in your career, the more access to finances that you'll have. Your network is your net worth. So keep that in mind. So what I'm trying to explain to you guys, you might pay me $600 a year. The goal is to go ahead and get you on the football field playing as soon as possible. But sometimes that don't happen right away. But that's no problem. That's no problem. You're paying to be in business with me. So as I move up, I'm taking you with me. As opportunities come available to me, those same opportunities become available to you. That's the way you have to look at it. So somebody might come to me and say, yeah, man, I did Hub Camp. I played in the IFL, or I did Hub Camp. I played in the USFL, or I played in the IFL, the NAL. You might already have a body of work somewhat completed. And I may not need to do anything for you right away. Cases like that still pay the $600 and say, Mr. Ferran, I'm paying the $600 because I see that I always see you on Twitter. I always see you put out information. I always see you trying to step your game up and do certain things. I want to be in business with you. So I'm going to pay my $600 networking fee to constantly always be in the conversation as you go into the NFL front office, the CFL front office, the USFL, the XFL front office. As you go into these offices, I want to make sure that I'm already in business with you so you can take me in with you and present me for whatever opportunity that may be available to me through your new networking relationship with different, more powerful people. I'm going to always be moving up. It's just a matter of you want to move up with me. And it's $600. $300 down, $300 in 30 days with a five-day grace period. That means $300 down and another $300 in 35 days. If you don't pay that $300 in 35 days, we'll be starting back over from scratch with a fresh $300 and another $300 due in 35 days. That's why I suggest you keep your payment arrangement. To put $300 down and pay $300 in 35 days, and then your $600 is done. Because if you don't do that and you come back to me, let's say, for instance, in 90 days and say, hey, man, can I go ahead and pay that other $300? I'm going to say no, because the price went up. The price may have went up. I'm not going to say no right now, but I'm just saying, what if the price goes up? Because as my network gets bigger and I create more opportunities for myself and those opportunities will be available to you, it's going to cost more money. So right now, while it's just a small amount of $600, I'm not saying you can pull that out your pocket right now, but I know it's easier to pull out $300, let's say, you know, by the time you call me. By the time you call me, you should already have your $300 available because I'm giving you all the information now. When you call me, I'm ready to execute the deal. I'm ready to accept your payment, reach out and shake your hand, and start getting to work on your behalf. If you call me and you got a lot of things already done, you're already playing pro developmental football, you've already done this, that, and the other, you just want to be a part of my network like I just stated, which is smart. Pay me to be a part of my network. Get on board to be a part of my network because as new opportunities arise, you're already in place to take advantage of bigger opportunities that come my way because I'm also pushing, bettering myself every day, moving myself forward. This radio show, this platform, is an avenue for me to better myself because I'm making my base, my platform, I'm making my platform bigger. I'm making my platform more powerful. For listening to this show right now, that I can't even see because see, I thought the way streaming my show works would be, okay, well, if I see people in queue listening to the show in queue that called into the show, oh, that's how many people that listen. That's not true. When you stream a show, they don't have to call into the show line to stream the show. They can just stream the show online. They don't even call the guest calling line. They can just hear by streaming it or by downloading the episode, and then when they listen to it, it'll count. Right now, I'm close to getting 500 listens. I'm close to getting 500 listeners, and I've only been on air since July the 5th. So let's say July to August, August to September to October, October to November. And we just got out of November. So I already got. So if you look at that, that's 100 and something streams. That's 100 and something streams a month. Let's say 105 streams a month, somewhere up in there. 487. I think I was at 487 or something like that, 481, 487. And you divide that into 4 months. You know, come on. I mean, I think that's damn good for a brand new sports talk show. But we got a catchy name, Stogies and Beer. Everybody sitting around, you know, professional armchair quarterback sitting around bantering about the sport they love. But going back to what I want to talk about with this professional developmental street free agency is the networking fee part. You know, you guys, number one, when you call me, be ready to do business because I'm breaking down the episode into chapters to where basically I can just tell you go to this point in the radio episode, fast forward to 12 seconds into hour two, and then I'm talking about this, that, and the other. Fast forward to 41 seconds into hour one, and I'm talking about this, that, and the other. But the best thing for you to do, to be honest with you, instead of trying to cheat yourself from the information, is listen to the whole broadcast. Listen to the whole broadcast. Because I might be talking about something else at another point in the conversation and quickly segue into something that came to mind and you might miss something. So that's why I encourage you, listen to the whole episode. It's a 2-hour episode. You can listen to it for about an hour, put it on pause and come back, however you want to do it. I mean, you know, you can listen to it for an hour, come back and fast forward to where you left off. Time stamp your own experience so you can come back and listen to it where you left off at, whatever you want to do, or just play it over again. And if you play it over again, that's doing me a favor because it gives me an extra stream. So I ain't mad about you just logging out and coming back because it gives me an extra stream. But anyway, back to networking fee. Don't worry so much about looking at it like a service fee. Because you start looking at it like a service fee, you start getting caught up into, well, you know, ain't nothing happened yet. You ain't, you know, I ain't got on no team yet. I can't put you on the team. Your talent has to put you on the team. I can present you. That's what you're paying me to do, present you. You're also paying me, that's why I say networking fee, you're paying me to be a part of my network, to be in business with me, to be in a partnership with me as far as like a client manager partnership to where when I take myself into a certain front office, I got my guys on my client list that paid me in mine. Same thing as you decide to quit playing football. You decide to quit playing football. You already paid me $600 for to be in business with me. I go into a front office and I meet somebody. They say, man, we need a couple running back coaches. Or we need a wide receiver coach, an assistant coach. And you play that position, what am I going to do? I'm going to call you. Hey, man, they got a position open up here. You want to come and do it? I'm now the assistant personnel director for this team, and I can talk to the GM and the coaching staff about bringing you in as a wide receiver coach at this price. At a negotiated price, right, to help build your resume. If you had not been in business with me, that you know, you wouldn't get that opportunity. So it's not so much just about taking you off the couch or just out of the gym training and putting you on a football field. It's also when you quit playing, I can still remember you and say, hey, I remember so-and-so. He was always a good client. He was always a good guy when we talked. Maybe I can offer this opportunity to him to come down here to this team that I'm working for now and be an assistant coach or be a trainer or be in the front office because he got a marketing degree or be in the front office because he's interested in doing marketing and promotions. Those opportunities open up to you because you're in a business relationship with myself. So it ain't so much about you playing football or making it to the NFL or the XFL or the USFL, because sometimes you can come to me and some of that stuff is already done. You can come to me and say, yeah, I played for the XFL last time and then the season collapsed. Okay, well, I mean, you don't need my help to get to the XFL. You've already done that. You may need my help to get to the USFL. Or you might say, well, I already got to the XFL, so I really don't need your help getting me to the USFL. But what else can you do for me? What else I can do for you is this. Keep you in mind as I move myself forward and opportunities become available to myself, I'll open those same opportunities up for you. That's what's called the networking fee. That's why you're paying me. That's the most important thing in our business relationship is the fact that I'm allowing you to be a part of my network. We got about 10 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to go over the blueprint. I'm going to tag this again, the blueprint, and I'm also tag at the end the fee. The blueprint, and I'm saying this to mainly because I'm trying to get my roster younger. If you're older and you don't fit the description that I'm going to put out, that's fine. Contact me anyway. It's up to you what you want to do with your career. But I'm seeking new younger clients, meaning if you graduated last year and you were an NFL camp hopeful for last year, you still have not found your professional football opportunity to get a pro football experience at some level. If you have not been able to attain that, you graduated in 2022. So I'm talking about draft class NFL camp hopefuls from 2022. Again, NFL 2022 camp hopefuls. If you still have not found your professional football opportunity to get you a professional football experience, contact me, 619-655-1581. I am going to, once we agree to work with each other, and when I say agree, meaning once money exchanges hands, meaning you pay for your service fee, you pay for your networking fee, $300 down, $300 in 30 days with a five-day grace period. That means you're going to put your $300 down, and then you're going to pay me $300 in 35 days with a five-day grace period. That's your $600 networking fee. Once you pay me that, we'll shake hands virtually, and we'll go to work. I'm going to ask you for your film and your resume, and it'll be broken down just like this. And your email subject line will be your name, your school, your name, your position, and the school you played at. Drop down from there into the body of the email. I ask you for your age, your date of birth, height, weight, 40 time, reps on 225, and any stats and awards that you got in college. Dropping down from there, in two paragraphs, you're going to tell me your experience in football from high school, meaning from high school to college. Why didn't you go to a Division I FBS or FCS program? Moving on from that, you'll tell me, from college to your graduation date, why didn't you make it to the NFL? What scouts came to see you? Why are you not in the NFL and why are you in street free agency right now? And from that point, your experience as a street free agent from this point, whether you played for somebody already or didn't play for somebody already or whatever the case may be. Some of you probably all last year might have went to Rivals Professional Football League, semi-pro, whatever. You can add all that in, your experience as a street free agent since last year, not being selected to an NFL free agent camp. So, well, NFL camp on a free agent contract. If you did not get accepted to an NFL camp on a free agent contract up to this point, you'll tell that. So basically your story from high school to college, college to pro developmental street free agency, meaning like you're a street free agent right now. What are you doing? Have you played anywhere? Have you not played anywhere since last year? So you'll tell that story in two paragraphs, attach your photos to the email, meaning one headshot, a photo of you, like a photo of you, one headshot in jersey, like your either a team photo with you with your jersey or a suit and tie, polo, whatever, just a team photo so they can see you without your helmet on and then see you in action as well. So we would also need a game action photo based on the position that you play, making a tackle, catching a pass, throwing a pass, kicking a ball, punting a ball, whatever the case may be. So we'll need two photos, one of you, one headshot in jersey, and one game action photo. Attach those to the email, and under the in the email body, up under the two paragraphs of your story, add your highlights on a YouTube link, preferably. If you have a Huddle link, I suggest you convert it over to YouTube, because some of these schools will erase your Huddle account to make room for the next class coming in. So I suggest that you send a YouTube link. Send a workable YouTube link. But if you got to send a Huddle link, go ahead and send it, long as it works, long as it's still active. But somewhere down the line, you would need to take that Huddle link and turn it into a YouTube link so you don't lose your highlights. Because, like I said, these schools, they will delete it to make room for other players that's coming in. So you'll basically go, like I said, you'll put the information I asked in the subject line, the information I asked for the email body, along with your highlights, attach two photos to it. You'll get that to me, and what I'm going to do with that what I call your package, all that I just asked for, film and resume, I'm going to take all that stuff, film, resume, and photos, send it to the Champions Indoor Football League. I'm going to send it to the Champions Indoor Football League to get you an opportunity in the Indoor Football League. Indoor Football League is currently partnered with the XFL as their minor league. So that'll be the XFL side of it. For the USFL side of it, I have a direct team and a direct scout, recruiter, assistant coach with a certain USFL team that I can send your stuff to him to consider, but he has a fee along with his service. I'm telling you guys, just because you paid me for the $600 networking fee, you're not done spending money, because there's certain people that I can send you to that they require a fee, but that's their fee. They maybe can do something that I can't do for you, but I can vouch for you. If you're in my network, you paid me my networking fee, I can put you in position to talk to those people, and you just have to come up with a little bit of extra money. His fee is $300 to put together your package the way the team wants it to present you for an opportunity. So you don't get it twisted. Oh, I'm going to just pay Mr. Ferran $600, and then I'm done. I ain't got to pay no more money. Not true. His service costs money. You're going to always be exchanging money with me, then exchanging money with somebody else. I'm going to be exchanging money with somebody else and moving forward to try to help you. Because sometimes I have to come out of my pocket with some of the money I'd have made to accelerate your career, you know, in some cases. Not in all cases, but in some cases I have to basically take a little bit of money depending on how fast I want to move one of my guys. I might come out of my pocket and go ahead and do it. But that's something that I try to stay away from, because I want you guys to understand self-investment. You're going to always be spending money for this stuff. So that's the USFL opportunity with the team. The other USFL opportunity I have is with Hub Camp. That's at capital H, capital U, capital B on Twitter, at Hub, hashtag camp on Twitter. That camp is ran by Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent, super agent Don Yee, which is the GOAT, Tom Brady's agent, runs Hub Camp. I can send your stuff over there to my friends over at Hub Camp. I have a good success rate of getting guys in. I've gotten several guys in Hub Camp, but understand about Hub Camp, first of all, you got to be damn good. Second of all, you got to have the money to go. It's $750 basic package right now, and then it's a $1,350 exclusive package right now. So if you want to go to Hub Camp, I have a good track record of getting you in, but once I get you accepted, after you register, And I can vouch for you. Once you send me back your registration code, I can vouch for you to get in. I'm not saying it's going to work, but sometimes my relationship works. Sometimes my relationship does work based on my reputation and everything with my contacts at Hub to get you in. So with that being said, that's the blueprint of how I work for XFL and the USFL opportunity. We're going to go ahead on to set black and fade all, because my director's telling me I only got about a minute left, but we're going to go ahead on and set black and fade all here in a second. Stand by. This has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Foran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. I want to remind everybody to be light, not darkness, and pray for peace around the world. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great day. Set black and fade off.